Yo, what up, what up? Today on Fuck Outta Here with your host, Abyss Killer. I wanted to talk today about URL because I think dudes don't be going in on them as they should. Like, it seems like bloggers be afraid to go in on, like, URL or Smack or, like, Beasley. Like even battle rappers are, like, they ain't on top of their game as they should be, and nobody's really criticizing them. Like, it seems like people are afraid to criticize them. Man, they need to step it up. Smack, step it up. Beasley, Chico, y'all niggas need to step it up. For real, because y'all bullshitting. For real. Somebody needs to tell y'all bullshitting. Y'all know y'all bullshitting. You could tell you're bullshitting. Anybody in their right mind could tell you bullshitting. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real like you say you be keeping it real, but I don't think URL keeps it real at all. I think URL, like, is about just money. They ain't really for the culture like they try to say they are. They say that when they need to say it. Like, basically, they just trying to be politically correct in a way. So, I don't know. To me, URL is definitely just greedy. That's all it leads up to, is about money. Everything's about money. Putting small, well, not, let me not say small, but putting PGs on a card, and mostly PGs, or mostly, like, even mid-tiers MPGs, that's money that they're banking that they couldn't bank before. That's why I think they're trying to get people, like, involved, or, like, to start to like the new PGs, or the, you know what I'm saying, the new battle rappers in the game, or the ones that are, like, mid-tier that don't got that much exposure. I think that's why they're really trying to push them. I think right now they spend so much money on the top tiers that they just want to recoup money that they feel like they should have already. So maybe they want to make a big move. I mean, who's no? I'm just speculating. Like, I don't know the truth. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I just analyze shit. And from what I analyze, like, these dudes is either gonna make a next really big move in battle rap, so they're really trying to, like, stack up money, or they're just being plain old greedy. And that's the real reason they don't want, you know, top tier battlers on their platform really that much, because they ask for too much. Hitman Holla is worth 40,000. Get a nigga 39. Get a nigga 38. Give him 35. He's worth 40,000. Y'all be sitting here talking about battle rappers' pockets. Why don't y'all talk about URL's pockets? But y'all stray away from that shit because y'all on the coattails of URL. Y'all so stuck on URL, y'all don't want to talk bad about URL, but you'll talk bad about the battle rappers that you actually, that's what you're going to see, is the battle rappers. I understand we like the environment of URL, but to break it down, somebody with the right respect, with the right, you know, paper, can really come into hip-hop, I mean, into battle rap today and take it over by just watching Smack's battles. Like, there's ways to me where you can make battle rap more electrifying on URL, like, to the point where, like, even if it's a whack battle, it'll be so electrifying that people be like, yo, that shit was dope. Even, like, they weren't spitting that crazy, but, yo, that shit was dope, the way they came off, the way they think. So there's definitely ways to make battle rap better. And it's sometimes it's little tweaks. Sometimes it's doing shit a little bit different. Sometimes it's doing it in different environments. I say go back outside. Then there's no... Then there's really that... Not like it's not really that much. Do them shits outside in the summer. You know what I'm saying? Do battle rap at the beach. Do... Like, URL, even do rated PG battles where nobody curses. Take over commercial battle rap. You have the respect. Take over commercial battle rap and still have, on the other side of the spectrum, still have the hood street shit too, but do PG battle rap. I'm telling you, it's not going to take away from it. It's going to put you on a commercial level, but still you keep the street stuff too. And the street stuff could be played like BT at night. So maybe at midnight you can, like, the hood street battles could come out. Or you just sell them on DVD. Go to DVD and sell them on DVD. People still got DVD players. People still got fucking PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Like, come on. Shit could still work with DVDs too. And then all you really need is basically like a distributing company. Get a distributing deal. Boom. But URL, I fucks with URL, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's like I'm only talking shit because I think I expect so much from URL, aka Smack, Beasley, Chico, and whoever else. Shout out to the cameraman. Shout out to motherfuckers that's, you know what I'm saying, security in the building. Like, there's a lot of people that people don't really give shout out to that they should. Everybody in that building should be known, from security to everybody that like, from the lighting, from whatever is a job in there. The whole crew should be known, not just one person in front. URL is not just Smack. Make URL a family. And it is not promoted as a family. It's promoted as like URL is Smack. Smack is URL. When really it shouldn't be promoted like that. I mean, it's cool. It looks cool, but it shouldn't be promoted like that. And I'm telling y'all, do a PG battle rap. Do like not PGs, like I'm talking about rated PG. Like, where motherfuckers don't curse. It will bring you kids that are really young, that their parents won't mind that they're watching it. And then you could bring little battlers that are younger. And you know what I'm saying? And like, you gotta... I think to me, battle rap, you gotta expand. You gotta even have battle, like, you gotta have Smack URL in the other country. Smack URL, like rappers from all over the world. Make your shit the world, URL World Battle League. That's gonna take time, but you can do that. That'll take time, but you can definitely do that all day. And Smack, I always hear you say this, it's a business. Well, don't businesses sometimes lose money because, you know, they're trying new things to expand the business? I know you lost money in the beginning, but I'm not saying lose money now. I'm just saying, ain't you gonna try something new? I think sometimes you can't rely only on the battlers to set trends. I think you gotta, like, sometimes have the league set trends. You know what I'm saying? Have the league put something forward and literally, like, yo, we gonna go back to, like, outside battling. And I heard somebody on Angry Fans say that. But URL, like, come on, bro. Come on, y'all. Y'all are the top league the United States. Like, let's get it together. Them 500 followers on YouTube or 600 like 600,000 followers on YouTube, whatever it is. Like, yo, you should be telling people on the channel, like, promote the channel like these other dudes do on YouTube. Like, I'm just learning all the shit. Like, I pretty much, you know, learn shit every day, even with podcasting. I'm new to this. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all rock with me, because, you know what I'm saying, the bigger this shit gets, the better I can make it. I'm gonna turn into, I want to do, like, the video, too, and I want to be able to, like, to be able to talk to the fans that listen in and support, Abyss Killer Podcast. You know what I'm saying? But this is basically where I just talk about shit, but I would like the fans to be able to join in and give their opinion on stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I just think battle rap could be so much fucking better. Like, it could be so much better. Like, John is throwing the best events right now, and y'all niggas is fronting, trying not to say it. Y'all niggas is fronting, trying not to say it. Like, I'm talking to all you bloggers. Y'all niggas be fronting on this thing, on fucking John's Bullpen Battle League, Shrug Life, all that shit, to the new battlers coming in, hitting heavy, and Queen of the Ring came and went down there, and they put work in and had that shit lit. From what I'm hearing, they had that shit lit. Like, yo, shout out to Bullpen, shout out to Queen of the Ring. That's how you throw an event. Two dudes that ain't greedy, that's really trying to put their heads together to do something to make shit go forward. At the end of the day, any move you make that's different is actually moving forward, even if it don't work. Because you know why? At least you're trying something new. And stop with the fucking predictions, because that's whack. Like, no. Let me say that the right way. Stop with the predictions on saying what niggas might talk about. Because then you taking away from what the battlers are talking about. Oh, but they could say it different. Like, that shit don't matter. Like, sometimes bloggers take the shit, like, take steam away from the battle. Cause you make niggas expect too much. Yo, this nigga still a modest nigga. Shit. Let the fans talk amongst the fans. Let them build up the thing. I think you should be like the like the mediator in the thing. Like, yeah, that's a possibility. Like, yeah, that he could. But you know what I'm saying? I just want to see what happens, because you never know. But see, if every blogger's out there like, yo, this person should win. Oh, Sue Surf should win. I'm just using an example. And then he doesn't win, but he does okay. Then people are still like, oh, yeah, but he you could still say he won. Like, there got to be winners and losers. Like, this podcast, blog, whatever the hell you want to call it, I'm just really talking about URL and the bloggers, because as you can tell already, like, URL, stop being greedy, okay? Stop being greedy. Like, y'all niggas is really greedy. Like, I hope that's not the case. I hope y'all got something big planned. But from the outside looking in, you look greedy. You look mad greedy. And these bloggers be afraid to go at y'all, because, you know, they want to make sure they get it for free. Nigga, even if I was a well-known blogger and I was popular and URL wanted me to, like, go to an event and they would let me go in for free, I would still pay. Because to me, I don't think battle rap is there yet where niggas should be wanting to go in there free. Like, these bloggers think they're bigger than battle rap sometimes. Like, y'all niggas is retarded thinking that you're bigger than battle rap. You're not bigger than the battlers. The battlers have more fans than y'all niggas. Stop it. Stop with the gas. Because now bloggers got the gas. When I heard them niggas say that, I was like, yo, these niggas is fucking slow-mos. Like, these niggas been like, I don't know what they smoking, using, abusing, but, yo, they definitely on some type of drug, thinking that they, like, yo, you have a very little push on battle rap. A very little push. Now, if a blogger right now had 300,000 followers, and URL had about like 20,000 followers, then you could say, yo, we're the reason battle rap thing. We made this thing lit. No, y'all actually put so much motherfucking like pressure and I don't, not pressure, that's not the right word. Y'all put so much steam on it that when people actually fucking see the battle, they be like, man, that shit ain't going. Oh, I didn't remember what it's supposed to. And look at John League. Nobody's talking about their shit, putting high expectations on their shit, barely talking about the Queen of the Ring versus Bullpen, and look what happened. Great event. Bloggers ain't talking about it. Great event. They talked about it very little, if they did. Great event. When y'all niggas put so much sauce on fucking on URL that the thing is, y'all make the events whack because y'all have too much high expectations. Like, y'all niggas was hating on Clips when, even though, yeah, Clips wasn't putting 100%, but he was still beating people. Because y'all have too high expectations, man. But in the building, that's why it's always different. In the building, that's why, yo, that shit was fire. This person won, the energy in there. Ooh, that shit was lit. Woo, 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 woo. All that other good shit. But and then when we watch it on thing, after y'all fucking did a recap and y'all were the only one that watched it because some niggas can't go or they didn't have like a pay-per-view for it. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know it, y'all saying certain shit about it. Yeah, this, that, that. Oh my God, yo, this nigga bodied him. Da, 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 da. And then when the people see it online, next thing you know, they're like, yo, none of that shit happened. It wasn't that. It wasn't. That's why I say don't review the battles. Stop with the fucking predictions. If you want battle rap to go further, stop with the predictions. I think it's too early for that. I think it's too early for people to try to predict what people say, because then what if you do say something that they're going to say is not going to be that lit when they say it? Because the people who do listen to you be like, oh yeah, we expected him to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Let's not ruin battle rap, because I'm not saying it's just bloggers ruin battle rap. That's not even the case. It's like they ruin probably like 1% to 2% of battle rap. Everything that really is messing up battle rap is messing up battle rap a little bit. It's not messing battle rap a lot. Like, battle rap is not dying. And I don't think it's gonna die, but I just think the shit they do is gonna make it corny. And then once battle rap is corny to the people that love it, that's when it's going to become done. Like, that's when it's going to be finished. That's when battle rap's going to be like, you know what? This shit ain't even fun to watch no more. Everybody's doing the same shit. Everybody's rapping like each other. Like, the battlers are a little bit messing up battle rap because niggas want to be like each other. And but I'm going to keep this shit on URL and the bloggers, but I just wanted to say that real quick. Some other shit I want to say, but I'll put it in another blog or a podcast, because this is a podcast to me. Fuck out of here. Like, and yo, oh man, some funny shit. Some dude said I sound like Joe Buttons. Yo, that shit had me rolling. No, nigga, I don't. I don't sound like Joe Buttons. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. But he's cool, though. He likes the show. Damn, I got my phone around me. If I would, I'll shout him out. I'll shout you out next time. Thanks for following. Thanks for supporting and watching. You know, I'm not watching, my bad, but listening. You know what I'm saying, but URL needs to do something different. And URL, I think it is in your best interest to tell these niggas do not review the battle or recap. Do not recap the battle until it's out on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Don't recap the battle until it's, cause yo, I'm telling you, is these niggas thinking they more famous than URL. They think they making your shit lit. Smack. They think that they're the ones doing something, Smack. They're getting too big headed. The only one I think he actually called himself getting big headed. But I think, like, since he called himself low key, like, and he seen it himself, but he's nice as hell at what he does. He's nice. He's nice with it. And that's Jay Black. Jay Black, smart ass dude. You could tell he knows something about advertising. You could tell he knows something about marketing. Like, smart ass dude. Like, I would definitely like to learn some shit, like, from that dude on marketing and all that shit. A smart ass dude right there. Definitely knows how to promote. Definitely has good energy and all that shit. And I think the way he does recaps, I think he does them tastefully. You know what I'm saying? He does them in a way where he's not thrashing nobody. He's just saying mostly his point of view. Where on Angry Fan, they kind of be like, nah, he's low-key trash. Nah, blah, 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 blah. But I understand them. That's just how they talk when they don't, you know. He lost. Fuck that. He's trash. Like, they're not really saying he's trash. In a way, it's more like they're just talking shit, trying to make it sound tough, trying to make it sound nice, trying to make it sound like, yeah, nigga, I'm talking that shit, I'm going in, I'm spitting. Y'all niggas ain't spitting no rounds, nigga. Everything y'all talk about is not even facts. There's no judged battles, except for the ones that are judged, but there's no judged battles on URL. So everything anybody says is really based on opinion. So if you think about that, half of the shit y'all talk about is like fantasy, because just like you said, some people have this person winning, some people have this person winning. It's what you like. I'm gonna go at the battlers a little bit. Stop complaining, nigga. Stop motherfucking crying about shit. Y'all niggas be complaining. Just put the work in. Stop hating on motherfucking top tiers and trying to throw them under the bus to make yourself look lit, nigga. That shit is corny. That shit is like these niggas trying to talk shit to a nigga's girlfriend so they can get some booty and make a nigga's girlfriend break up with him. That's a bitch shit, nigga. Yo, fuck out of here with that shit, man. Oh, man, these niggas is bugging. But like, Smack, like, you need to You need to stop being greedy. URL, stop being greedy. Beasley, stop being greedy. And Beasley, stop using that whack ass voice. Stop using that corny ass voice. Not everybody on the internet talk like that. It was funny at first, but really, that's just a way for y'all to just, you know what I'm saying, twist it and turn it. Stop being greedy, nigga. Be for the culture. All y'all niggas on URL. And show love to the even the cameraman and everybody else. To me, URL should be a family, not a business. It is a business, yeah, per se, but it should be run as a family. You'll get more out of it. Let everybody know who everybody is. Stop being the front man, Smack. Like, you worried about being too famous. Ask Smack if he's more famous than any of these battle rappers. He gonna be like, hell's yeah. That nigga gonna be like, yo, URL got this many followers. No battle rapper got that many followers. Am I right? I bet I am. I bet I'm right. I don't want to be right. I'm not trying to be right. This is just my motherfucking opinion. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's just my opinion. But thanks for rocking with me. Let me know what y'all think. Comment, rate, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Check me out on YouTube. Check me out on Soundtrap. Check me out on SoundCloud. Abyss Killer Podcast. Fuck out of here. And yo, stay focused, stay going straight forward, and let the haters motherfucking hate. Just always tell them niggas, fuck out of here. Peace.